not, I do have my teacher, please. Okay, Mr. Secretary, please.
Are we in order?
We are.
Chuck Anderson. Ankine Antrim.
She's here.
Someone find her, please. Rodrigo Argueta.
He's here.
Someone go find him, please. Fred Blair.
Here.
Lydia Persson.
Here.
Steve Brooks requested an excused absence. Lance Charles.
But he's here.
Lance Charles.
He's here.
Chris Condon requested an excused absence. John Crumshaw requested an
excuse. Right here.
Yeah, there he is.
John Crumshaw.
He's present. He was the quorum.
Luis Garcia E. Ivins.
And Anthony's here.
I'll go back. Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall.
Presente.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder.
Here, please.
Jim Lafferty requested an excused absence. Chipasha Luchembe. Brenda Medina and Dutch Merrick each requested excused absences. Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Steve Pride.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Here.
Is that reason you're calling me?
Lamont Yakey. All right. Ankine Antrim.
Here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Okay, he'll be listed as late. Did someone say Steve Brooks was here?
No.
No, he requested.
I thought you were referring to Steve Pride.
I say Steve Pride when I mean that. Yes, thank you. I need to add some hands here.
Steve Brooks requesting the excused absence.
Rodrigo here.
Committee.
Rodrigo here. He's here.
14 present, Madam Chair.
Including Argueta?
Yes.
Okay. We have a quorum. So, ground rules for communication. Please wait to be called on. Please raise your hand if you'd like to be called on. Any comments, please address them to the chair. And let's move forward.
Okay, aren't I still on the board until Lance Charles gets here?
Yes.
No, no.
I think you're here until the 18th.
I'm asking.
He's hijacking the meeting.
Okay. Sorry, it's a member of the public at this point.
In December.
1 second. You have not been called in the board meeting at this time. I think it's till August 18th was the tenure. So I'm answering questions right now that are. Ms. Kaufman, you have an address?
Well, doesn't John Wenger stay on the board until the new person shows up?
No. Termed out is termed out.
Termed out. You all termed out in December of last year, and you're still here because your replacements never showed up.
We have a meeting happening. Dr. Wenger, with no disrespect, but at this point, I believe your term ended on August 18th. Which was yesterday.
And your term ended in December when your replacements were supposed to show up.
Okay, that was not made aware. I don't believe that is. Okay, it's a different situation. Ms. Person?
Yes, and Lance Charles has accepted being seated as an alternate.
So we cannot.
So he may still show up, but the point is he accepted the fact that he was going to be on the LSB as an alternate.
He has to be physically seated. When he shows up, I'll give him a seat.
Okay, that is not a process at this point. We need to move forward to excuse absence request. Point of information, Ms. Kaufman.
Is there some documentation that he accepted, or is this hearsay?
Yes. No, it's been communicated with an officer. It's in writing with the officer of the board. Okay.
We've emailed him.
We'll go ahead and move on. In the meantime, right now, well, if we can pull the information. We need to move on to excused absence requests at this time.
The excused absence requests were received from Steve Brooks, Chris Condon, Brenda Medina, Dutch Merrick, and Jim Lafferty.
Is there a motion to respond with a... Okay. Is there any objection?
Is there a second?
Is this on?
I second.
Yeah.
He's the speaker.
Oh, second. Sorry. Is there any objection? Okay. So moved. We are a time. We need a timekeeper, please. And 90 seconds per speaker. Okay. Is there a volunteer? Okay. Do we have a volunteer on the board to timekeep? Thank you, Mr. Crenshaw. So we'll have 90 seconds per speaker. Thank you. So we're on to our next item, E, agenda approval. Mr. No,
okay, can I bring something up? Michael, you want to, I believe the general manager asked it for 12.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Novick, and then we'll go to Mr. Don.
Well, I have amendments to the agenda. If somebody wants to move the approval first, I'm not sure what the procedure is, but I wanted to amend the agenda to change
the line.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
I wanted to amend the agenda that was offered by the Governance Committee to change item 6, which is listed as the budget presentation, to what it was originally, which was the general manager report and the budget. So the general manager has time to make a presentation to the board and then the budget.
Does she need an additional time?
Or can it, is it filtered in there?
Well, why don't we say...
why don't you ask her?
This agenda was changed. I wasn't at the governance committee when it happened. Do you want additional time,
Leslie?
Ms. Reff?
I would like 10 minutes to address this board on matters not connected to the budget.
So I guess I would amend it to make it 70 minutes for that and take the time for the PNB reports.
I won't need 10 minutes to present the budget. You all have it. I don't know what there else there is to say.
Point of order. I think the public would like...
Excuse me, you've not been addressed. Please wait. Ms. Brazon, you were next.
I was just moving to approve the agenda so that we can amend it.
Second.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, wait, so I'm confused. You're moving to...
She's moving to... Once you have the motion to approve the... you can make amendments. My amendment is to add 10 minutes for the... item that's currently Roman numeral
six.
So it would say general manager report and FY 2016 budget presentation, and add 10 minutes to the total, and taking that from the PNB director's report.
I thought she did need an extra 10 minutes. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, PNB report.
We're taking 10 minutes from here, which is 35. Make that 25 and make that 70.
Is there a... Can you clarify the motion?
My motion one more time is to add 10 minutes to the item 6, which currently says fiscal year 2016 budget presentation. It should say
which,
general manager...
What would you add it?
I would add at the beginning as general manager's report.
Addressing the board?
Yeah, and then continue with the rest of it as it is. So it'll be 70 minutes instead of 60, and then PNB reports will be 25 instead of 35.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection? Okay. So move. So PNB reports is now PNB report item number 9 is now 25 minutes. And item number 6 is now 70 minutes. Are there any other amendments? Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Brazon originally moved to approve the agenda as a whole, so that's covered. Now you just have to ask if there's any objections.
As a whole means as amended?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't seconded yet when she said that. That's why.
Reyes seconded Brazon when she moved the motion.
Okay.
Then he moved to amend it. His motion to amend was seconded, so we're all caught up.
Okay. I got lost in a step somewhere.
We did them in the wrong order, but they've been done.
Okay, so there's no objection to approving the agenda as amended? Okay, so moved. I have a question. Is this considered? Is a member of any member of the public able to sit at the table that's not a board member?
Just let it go.
Okay, it's a little aggressive. Okay, minutes approval.
You may want to read them, just announce them.
We need to approve the minutes from September 20th, 2014. And from last month's July 19th open session meeting. So we've got two meetings to approve minutes for.
The September minutes were brought to the floor. They were tabled and they were never, they just were in limbo. So I'm putting them back in the agenda and someone can move to take them from the table and approve them.
It's up to the body. Ms. Reyes?
Yeah, these minutes have been lingering around for a long time, except for the July minutes, the open session July minutes. 9/20/2014, these minutes have been around for a long time. As everybody knows, Mr. Gary pretty much sent out the minutes almost immediately after the LSB meeting, so I move that we approve those minutes.
You moving both sets or just the August?
Sets.
Thank you. Oh, and Brisson seconded.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, so moved.
Oh, well.
Next to our next item.
Can you give Kim a chance? Or do you want to go skip?
I'm moving on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to move on.
Point of order?
Yes, Ms. Kaufman?
Yeah, the reason these were not approved is because you wanted to talk about the excused absences about a meeting that did not achieve the quorum. That's why there was a problem with these minutes.
Okay.
And, I mean, the problem still exists. You want to get on the record an unquorumed meeting.
I also
No.
I object to it.
One sec. It was moved right now.
I missed it. I moved that I've already made the. I'm objecting. So please.
So you can challenge the ruling of the chair.
This is the special budget meeting that did.
But I just.
Please look at the minutes.
I'm calling on you, but I asked for.
There was discussions of the unquorum meeting.
Okay.
All right.
There's cross discussion. I just asked if there were any objections. Nothing was stated.
I
so moved it.
I am objecting.
It's been.
That's my vote. I am objecting.
It's not meant that.
It's not without objection.
Thank you.
We note
your objection.
My vote.
Take a vote in the minutes.
Okay, we'll take a vote. It's already noted. But if you are in favor of Mr. Reyes's motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're on item number 1F on minutes approval. Excuse me. You need to raise your hand, please. We need to keep order.
Point of order. You just said who approves it. Don't you want to get who doesn't approve it?
Can you wait till I take my count so I can ask who does not? Thank you. I will handle that. I will ask shortly. Can we take a count again, please? If you are in favor of Mr. Reyes's motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 in favor. If you object to Mr. Reyes's motion, please raise your hand. Okay?
Good job, we're just voting.
1, 2, 2 are in favor. I mean, excuse me, 2 are, 2 object.
Okay.
Abstentions? 3 abstentions. Okay, motion carries. Okay, we move on to announcements. Mr. Novick?
The 23rd of every month, there's a statewide coordinated actions to end solitary confinement, which is a form of torture as recognized internationally under human rights law. And this month, August 23rd, Sunday, there'll be a performance of If the Shoe Fits, S-H-U. That's security housing units, which are the solitary confinement in the California prisons. It's a staged dramatic reading of writings and letters by prisoners and by their family members about what it's like to live in solitary confinement or isolation. That'll be taking place at the KPFK parking lot, 3927 Coenda Boulevard West in Studio City of North Hollywood, from 2 to 4 p.m. That's this coming Sunday, August 23rd.
Mr. Ron.
I want to announce that the Peace and Freedom Party is having a program on the 23rd, on the 12th of September. And there are two speakers. One is Professor David Klein, who's a professor of climate scientist at Cal State University Northridge, and who is author of a new e-book entitled Capitalism and Climate Change, The Science and Politics of Global Warming. And a second speaker is Sabina Virgo, who's a speaker on social and economic justice and co-founder of the Martin Luther King Coalition and a member of 350.org. It's here at the Peace Center at from 2 to 5 p.m. on September, Saturday, September the 12th. And I have flyers.
So do I.
Nancy has flyers. She's working hard on the program, as I am.
Are there any other announcements?
Can the audience have announcements?
No.
During public comment. Can we go during public comment?
Sure.
I have an announcement.
Can you pass it, Mr.
Reyes? So the Chicago Moratorium is taking place Saturday the 29th.
Thank you.
It was originally called to end the Vietnam War. And so it's happening this August the 29th. And it begins at Garfield Park, which is on, I can't remember the name of the street, I think it's Manic and Cesar Chavez. And so, come on, you know, they made this call when the Vietnam War was happening, and there's still tennis ball going on.
I have an announcement as well. On August 27th, which is a Thursday, it's Felakuti Day. It is happening, it's at the Townhouse Bar in Venice. August 27th, Felakuti Day, with Brother Najite and Olukun Prophecy.
Could you repeat where it is again?
It's at the Townhouse Bar in Venice.
Townhouse what?
Bar. Is that a...
No address?
And what is it?
Celebrating Felakuti. Afrobeat.
What time?
It's at 9 p.m.
Is it on Facebook?
It's on Facebook. Any other announcements? Okay. Item number two, scheduling, location, announcement, and meetings. The next governance committee meeting is Monday, September 14, 7:30 p.m. here at the Peace Center. When is the next finance committee?
The next finance committee meeting is Wednesday, September 16th at the station, KPFK 3729 Coenga Boulevard West. That will be at 7:30 p.m.
Thank you. The next local station board meeting is scheduled for Sunday, September the 20th, here at 1 p.m. at the Peace Center. Do we have a meeting time for the next personnel committee? Okay, that is to be announced. Any time for the Program Oversight Committee?
September 9th.
For Program Oversight?
Yeah.
Okay, September 9th?
At this station.
At 7:30? Okay. Outreach Committee.
When? Second Thursday of each month, 7 o'clock at this station.
Okay. Second Thursday. Do we have a date?
That'll be the 10th.
Okay, so September 10th at 7 p.m. at the station. And the PNB Committee of Inclusion, do we have a date and time?
I don't think it rescheduled.
Okay, so that'll be to be announced. So we move on to item number 3, PNB Committee Elections. We need one LSB member for the Audit Committee. Do you have any nominations? Ms. Brazon?
This is a replacement for Lawrence.
Yes.
Yes, this is a replacement for Lawrence Reyes, who is now a director, and therefore his LSB seat on the Audit Committee is vacant. I nominate Chuck Anderson.
I'm
sorry, someone was talking to me. What was it?
I'm nominating him for Audit Committee. PNB Audit Committee. Don't worry,
we won't win. Okay. I won't win, but I'll accept it. Thank you.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, the nominations are closed at this point. We have Mr. Anderson and Mr. Crumshaw. The nomination is closed at this time, so we have Mr. Crumshaw and Mr. Anderson, who are nominated for the Audit Committee.
Do you want to have statements debate, or just go straight to a ballot?
Statements, good. It's up to them.
Statements. Go ahead, Chuck. All time.
I just want to say I'll be responsible if I'm elected to the Audit Committee and be very attentive. Not miss. I promise not to miss or be late to any meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Crumshaw.
I'll use the microphone for my 10 seconds. I promise to be there and to attend. I have experience on Finance Committee. I was on the National Finance Committee for the PNB, served for a year, served on our local Finance Committee, and I would be delighted to serve. Thank you.
You ready for a vote?
We normally use paper ballots for these because you can, it's an IRV vote, and so you can put your choice rankings. That's why they're passed out.
Which is an instant runoff vote.
I have to call you back. I'm in a meeting. Okay, let's do it.
Modern dance policy.
So just to kind of look forward while we're waiting for this, also, so we're going to be nominating for four categories. This is audit, then there's elections, we need one member. We'll need two members for PNB Governance Committee, and we'll need one member for PNB Programming to elect. So if you want to think about your nominations now.
Point of information.
Oh, that was funny. No,
I meant.
Oh, cool. Yeah, go ahead.
I can't remember. I thought there was a restriction on how many committees of the PNB LSB American Conservative Mind. Is that the case? Anybody refresh my memory?
Ms. Bazan?
Yes. So, for example, coordinating committee or just directors, finance committee, we don't have any new vacancies there. And so, personnel committee, also just directors. And so the committees that we're only filling the seats for those where there are vacancies.
I understand. I'm saying, is there a limit on how many PNB committees an LSB member can serve on?
No, not that I know of.
Mr. Ray?
It seems like there's perhaps a restriction of two LSB members per station board.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. All right, thank you.
Thank you. The numbers are out of order.
Shows me.
Oh, no. So I get number one?
Hmm?
Oh, mine was number one. Everybody else.
They're not in order. There's
oh, okay. Ten.
Random. All right, so Mr. Argueta is not present. Once I start counting, the balloting portion will be closed and he will not be able to vote. All right? Now, if anyone would like to watch, a member of the public would like to watch the count, a member of the board would like to watch the count, welcome. So, one for Anderson. Number Anderson, one of your number one selection. Mr. Anderson. Mr. Anderson. Chuck Anderson. Chuck. Anderson. John Crumshaw. John Crumshaw. John C. John C. John Crumshaw. So one more time, the votes for Mr. Anderson are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The votes for Mr. Crumshaw are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Madam Chair?
Okay. Congratulations, Mr. Anderson. Our next election is to nominate one LSB. We need one LSB member for Elections Committee. So nominations are open. Ms. Bazan?
I nominate Tej.
Okay. Cut.
I nominate John Crumshaw.
This is very too exciting. I will, again, be happy to serve.
You have a shot coming up.
There are two seats. What are the chances?
Okay, no statement. Those are the statements.
I accept the nomination.
Oh, well, do you want to?
That's my.
I will stand by my previous statement.
Okay, thank you. So we're ready to vote.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know you shuffled them. That's why I asked you.
They're numbered, but they're not in order.
Oh.
Just for ballot verification purposes.
So that, yeah.
Point of
Crosses every T and dots every I.
Right, he's so meticulous. Yeah.
Just for people's information, these committees are all streamed live on kpftx.org. These are committees of the Pacifica National Board, and so they have representatives from the local station boards and also directors, members of the Pacifica National Board. They meet about once a month most of the time. And there's a schedule on kpftx.org that shows when the committees are meeting. There's a monthly calendar there. And anyone can listen, although you can't really participate because it's just a live stream audio.
One for Crumshaw, one for Graywall, Tej Graywall, Tej Graywall, number one selection. Tej Graywall, John Crumshaw, John C.
You didn't pick Diana.
Oh, sorry. John Crumshaw, blank ballot. Ad, which says, I'm sorry, Tej on the back. All right, so ballots for John Crumshaw are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Eight.
And for Tej Graywall, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Thank you.
Well, congratulations to us.
Thank you. The next item is 3C. We need to nominate, we need two to fill two positions for the governance PNB. So we need two members. Mr. Anderson?
I'd like to nominate Rodrigo.
Should I get that? For governance?
That's right.
I withdraw my nomination.
I'd like to nominate Fred Blair.
Okay, Blair. Ms. Bazan?
I'd like to nominate Chuck.
I accept.
Roger. Hi. Are there any more nominations? There are two available positions and there are two nominees. Okay. they are automatically elected. Okay, congratulations to Mr. Crumshaw and Mr. Anderson.
Just hang out.
That's it. Mr. Reyes?
I just want to make a nomination for the next committee.
Okay, the next committee we are on is programming.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, Mr. Reyes?
I'd like to nominate my man, Ron Schlesinger.
Oh.
Okay.
Are there any other nominations for programming committee?
Akine, do you want to be on? I nominate Akine.
Okay. I'm not going to win, so okay. Yeah, okay.
Put your
right way.
Do you want to have statements or just go ahead?
Go ahead with the statement.
People know us. What
is there to say? Mr. Spitzerspach, would you like to make a statement?
I like the idea.
Clean and simple. Okay. Secretary, thank you.
Ron S. Number one vote for Ankine. Ron Spiesbach. Ron S. Ron. Ron S. Ron Spitzerspach. Ankine. Ankine. Ankine Antrim Agassian. Agassian in parentheses. Ankine A. Ankine. All right, so summarize the votes for Ron Spiesbach are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Votes for Ankine Antrim are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Madam Chair?
Ron.
76.
Congratulations, Mr. Spiesbach. Thank you. Next, we are going to have our local election supervisor report. So we have Cookie Partonsky. Welcome.
Can someone give?
Yes.
Yeah. Can someone
give the mic there? That's the long cord.
Cookie.
There's a chair here also if you wanted to sit here.
Yeah.
Did you want a seat? You can have a seat at the table.
I'm really interested. 98 people applied for to be member listeners originally. They submitted their names. Some people decided to come out of the election early, and you know they actually withdrew their names. And then we ended up with 49 people for listen member sponsors. And for staff, there were originally 15 people who submitted their names, and then four people either left the vote early or, you know, withdrew their names, and or weren't approved, and then 11 people were approved. Right now, the current status is that the 49 and 11, and then the current status is that the election is delayed due to a Pacifica-wide deficit in funds, and they're unable to meet the actual date that was required in order to mail out the ballots. So the best way that we can actually help save money is that everybody tells everybody else to sign up online and actually submit a request to be completely taken off of the paper ballot. That's the only way we can actually save money. And if people can do that, that would be most helpful.
Can you, email?
Can you repeat that last part?
If everybody were to sign up as a voter online on the elections.pacifica.org, and it asks you on the main website, it says how to vote. And then you click up and click on sign up to vote online. That's the way to save money for everyone. And
is there a deadline for that?
As of right now, I know this is the last day of the when the election ends, but since the postponement, we don't have a deadline now. So
okay,
the sooner the better.
Yeah. Who can vote? Who can do that?
So, listener members, the candidates are considered listener member sponsors, right? So, it's all listener members. So, everybody who's done the $25 within the time period, it's a little bit of hazy as to how that's going to work with the dates now. But it, as of before, the previous time period was from the 15th of July 2014 to the 14th of July 2015. As of right now, it's kind of the beginning part is going to be a little bit problematic because they're trying to figure out the exact numbers and stuff. But either the $25 minimum or the 3 hours of volunteer service. And those lists were submitted on the 16th by the station.
Ms. Coffey, go ahead.
Yes.
This, you know, the Pacific can't afford it, does not pass the smell test in any way. First of all, the finances of the organization were well known when the candidate was open, and this is not your fault, Cookie. You know.
So I can't answer things, so it almost doesn't help.
Can I finish?
Okay.
I'm not addressing you because you're just the messenger, you know. So, but KPFK's finances or the whole organization's was not unknown when the candidate period opened. KPFK just received $134,000 bequest. The amount that they canceled the election over was $25,000.
They didn't cancel the election.
They did not pass the smell test that there's no money to spend $25,000 on postage. So the people who are making the decision are the people who have, this is the second year in a row, they have not had an election, and it's a conflict of interest, and it's also violating the California Corporations Code to not send out the ballots when they are within the record and all that.
You're at time to pop in.
Okay, so to answer the points that I can answer as the LES, the first thing is that it wasn't just a KPFK problem. There were other stations that had problems too.
Oh, okay.
So that's the thing that I can respond to. And then in addition to that, since I am not the NES and I am not on the PNB board, I cannot respond to any of the context of legalities or any of those other things. So I can only say You need to defer to the TNB and to the NES to that.
Excuse me, Ms. Kaufman, Mr. Rodrigo, Mr. Argueta has the floor. Excuse me, Ms. Kaufman. You do not have the floor. Mr. Argueta, you have the floor.
No. Talk 99.
Bike check.
Those who do not, let's say, enroll online, they will get the ballots, basically. But because there are a lot of people who will not.
So yeah, so right now the membership list that was submitted by the station on the 16th of July, everybody who was on that list will receive the paper ballot. The problem with that then comes down to the cost of sending a paper ballot. And so for the people who do have access to a computer, and I will in the future be posting sign-ups online, like, let's go to a library, let's all sign up together. That still hasn't been, a date still hasn't been set for those things, for those events, but there will be those things in advance so that people can together, you know, support each other and move forward in the 21st century.
Ms. Brazon? Ms. Brazon has a question. For a second question.
Yes. Again, to clarify, the elections are not being canceled. And just for the sake of those that have not been listening to the meetings of the Pacific National Board online, and some of this was not on there, but most of it was, is that the executive director had called me because I had been the chair. I am the chair of the Pacific National Board. And to let me know the day before the national board meeting that there was no money for the postage up front. It's a cash flow issue because of the anemic fund drive in August, the summer fund drive. And so I said, well, so what's your plan? And he didn't, you know, really have one. I asked him, well, when will we have the cash to do? Because postage is something you can't pay later, like so many of our bills that we're behind in paying. It's like you have to pay it up front. So you can do first the $25,000 deposit, but immediately thereafter, you have to pay the rest of the postage. And this is for every single station. So then I said, when do you think you'll have it? And he said, well, when the fund drives, the fall fund drives, some of which are starting in late September. And I asked again, I said, so do you think maybe by mid-October you'll have the money? He said, that sounds reasonable. So that's kind of how the conversation went. That was reiterated on the national board meeting the next day, but it was not a motion passed because
time.
It was just a recommendation to the ED for the
thank
NES.
You. Thank you. Mr. Reyes?
Yeah, I know this on the agenda. I appreciate your report, Cookie. I know that you are in the cookie with this job, and I appreciate you being diligent as regards to the way you're doing it. With grandstanding, I was joined from some on this board. I noticed that on the agenda there's no time for public comment after local legislative resident report. I'd like to move that we have public comment after this report for at least 7 minutes.
Second.
Objections?
Is there any objection?
And like the speed coming, it has to be taken from someplace else. So
90 seconds to speak.
Where would you like to take it off? I'm fine with having the audience actually get to speak and address the idea that it does not pass the smell test of not having $25,000, and that apparently is going to be postponed until October. The fact is, KPFA had $25,000.
So she asked a question.
There's public comment.
Okay, for a second. Okay.
Was she called on?
What are you going to do?
You were clarifying what your objection was?
Yeah.
You had 90 seconds to speak on that. That was your floor.
Thank you. And Mr. Reyes, I believe, interrupted me.
Okay.
We have public comment. We can move up public comment 4.
I just wish to add
move it up to,
7 minutes to the agenda.
Just move public comment 4 up. We have
Okay, and then I believe
there's three other public
comment 4
That's for pending.
Item number six is important as well, because this is responding to the
public comment four. That's
four is at the very bottom of the agenda. It's the very last public comment section.
It's on the back side. Public comment four
is Roman numeral 13.
That's fine.
Will that work for
okay. So it's in the minute, so it's not going to extend the meeting. It's just going to shift the time.
We would like to comment now.
Yes.
That's what we're debating.
No objection.
Seconded? Okay. Any objections? There's one objection, so we'll take a vote. We'll take a vote because there was
order. This needs 2/3.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
It does. We're changing the agenda. Just take the vote.
Okay. If you are in favor of adding public comment, please raise your hand.
And not deleting it?
We're moving public comment forward to this position on the agenda.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm unclear. I'm unclear.
We're moving public comment forward to this position on the agenda.
Okay.
That's on the second page. It's on the... Public comment four is Roman numeral 12 on page 2.
Actually, I vote only for today.
Okay, so we have four sections of public comment at 7.5 minutes.
Okay.
So we'd just be we wouldn't be extending the meeting. We'd be moving number four.
We need 2/3. How many members are present, Mr. Secretary?
I haven't counted.
Okay.
15 if you don't count.
Just withdraw your objection. Did you withdraw
an
objection to save time?
You want to withdraw the objection?
Yeah.
Okay. So moved.
I withdrew the objection.
Okay. There's no objection. Thank you. Okay.
Public comment.
So we'll have our public comment. And if I can, before we get to public comment.
Okay.
Over there. Yeah, people normally just line up by the mic. If you have a comment, line up to the mic.
Okay, hi. Thank you for all the work you're doing under the great pressures and so forth. I want to address Tim Kaufman and any other person that is behind that reaction regarding why in the bequest the $25,000 would not be allocated or any amounts thereof is because that money is earmarked to pay very substantial payables for the station. And you should know that if anyone.
You're incorrect.
Thank you.
Excuse me, it's public comment.
Further, I commend Leslie Radford for the great job she's doing. She's done a tremendous, tremendous job. This is not an easy path. But I know we're not going to be here very long. So we're moving ahead, and she's got some great ideas, and she needs our support, and it's not about personalities, it's about Pacifica. So let's talk about Pacifica. That's the toy in the store. And that's where that's a big price. That's what we need to work very hard towards, even more so now than ever.
90 seconds.
Yeah, she still has time.
How many seconds do we have?
90 seconds.
You had more time.
Tell them they'll be able to come up with a budget.
I obviously can't talk to what commitments for funds exist. I have heard about the bequest, however. I would think we have a legal requirement under corporate law to give that a very high priority, regardless of what the payables are. So I throw that. But more practically, I think we need a plan B, which would be to have all on-air hosts start encouraging immediately anyone listening to right now log on for online voting.
Yes.
And to perhaps consider having a computer terminal or two in the front office for anyone who could come by and record a vote if they don't have the know-how, and we could do it. I don't know if they will be recorded. That's up to Pacifica. But we can each also have a show of strength from our listeners if we have to raise the point to media that we showed up and they lost it.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
This is the age policy from the station, maybe.
State of California, more specifically, most of the counties. I think all the counties eliminated the parties, Democrat, Republican, and third parties, fourth parties, from having local elections for their central committees. The Green Party spent the last 3 years trying to find a way of doing it on the internet, and it's just too expensive. Now, the price of a stamp, when you buy it, you buy it properly, it's got to be less than that. Now, I don't know how many people followed the last six national elections, but the idea of using a machine, any form of machine, connected to the internet or not, has a horrible reputation in this country. Why would we bother? I can't get emails to my family if they contain URLs that the status quo doesn't like. They never see the emails. If I put Sea Shepherd in my email, no one will find it.
Thank you.
Yeah, first off, I want to say that my understanding of the bylaws is that I'm still seated until I'm replaced by the new person, just as you guys are all seated until you're replaced in December. And if the meeting doesn't occur, then you remain seated. That's just the way it is. And I object to you applying a different standard for me than you're applying for yourself. That's discrimination. That's illegal. I'm going to notify the Attorney General. Now, with regard to the election, I used to do a lot of activism, along with Doug, in the county here with regard to with regard to election integrity. The fact of the matter is, the rational thing to do is to opt out of your information, all the printed materials that weigh a lot, the 200-word statements, just say, I don't want that. But you should request a paper ballot, and you should probably pay the stamp yourself. So we need to have an option. I don't know if they have it yet, but you need to have an option to say, I want a paper ballot, and I either do or don't want a stamp. But absolutely do not accept the paper ballot, the paper statements, because they weigh a lot and they cost a lot. That's how you reduce the cost. Okay.
Yes.
How about a concerted effort to contact contributors in an email campaign and give them a direct link where they can click on it and go and register online? Now, it's a sort of campaign needed, I think, to get that many people to register to vote that way. Plus, it'll at the same time lower your costs. Now, you've got a 2-month window roughly now. Before the election will probably actually take place. So if you had a concerted effort like that, got people to vote online, then that will bring down the costs at the same time.
I'm glad Rob Eagle brought this whole issue up, because he represented me when he said, not everybody has access to online. I know that, and Cookie can access to that on that too.
She can respond to
that. Some people have trouble with computers. Some people just don't have that technical thing. And some of us don't have access to it for financial reasons. I had to go to the library to get online, and I have trouble just getting on my email. So, and writing anything down is slow. I use one finger. So a lot of people just aren't good at it. A lot of people don't have money. But I like the idea of maybe paying for a stamp or something like that, maybe. Another idea I have is maybe having a little party. Anybody is going to organize a little party and just raise funds for paper ballots for people who can't do the email. That's a possibility. You can make it fun, have some poetry or something. Maybe sell my jewelry there and raise some money for the mail.
I guess I technically am still public
health.
I can just talk? Okay. So we are doing a full social media campaign in regards to getting the member listener sponsors to also sign up, all virtually, all do digitally. There is also an elections YouTube channel that we're going to be utilizing that. What's the other thing? The parties that I'm trying to organize at the libraries to get people to sign up together at the library, that still hasn't, we have to get dates for all these things, unfortunately. It goes one step first, second step, third, I have to do things in order. And so that's still on, I guess, the fifth thing that I have to do. And another thing was, I will bring up all of the things that you guys brought to the table today to the NES so that, if people want to contribute their cents for their ballots, so the cost of the paper and their personal cost for their stamps.
Thank you.
I have one more question. Just a clarification. Will there be or could there be an extension of time for both listeners and voters to sign up, be qualified, and certainly extension of time candidates. And that isn't clear to me, either one or both.